There are now 5 geisha communities in Kyoto, and each community has its own office. Everyone knows one another. So when you first join and you're an apprentice, you live in a house with older, more established geisha, and they become your older sisters. The woman who is the head of your household, and this is a position that's known as okami-san in Japanese. And it's kind of funny because originally the term means general, but the women in her house call her mother. They call her oka-san. And this community then becomes your family. These are the women who work together. These are really like your sisters. At 16 or 17, Japanese young girls finish compulsory education, and then they start to work in one of the houses and almost as maids in the beginning, and then they begin their lessons and learn how to move, learn how to speak. What is hard for them as Japanese girls in learning to be a geisha is learning how to just talk with men who are old enough to be your father in a lot of cases. And the men who go, who have these geisha parties, you have to be very wealthy. So these tend to be top strata of society, and the big businessmen and business leaders. And as a Japanese girl, you have to learn to kind of shed your upbringing, because Japanese young girls are not really socialized to be able to talk in a free and easy way with people like that. At around age 18 or 19, they can become maiko, which are the apprentice geishas of Kyoto. And then at around age 22 or 23, they graduate to being full geisha. One very interesting thing about geisha is we think of them as being very expensive and very rarefied today. But in fact, at the time of this woodblock print, the 18th, 19th, up to the early 20th century, geisha were the popular entertainers. One of the appeal of geisha to somebody like this artist, Kiyonaga, was that the commoner culture was kind of coming into its own, and there was a lot of money there, and people were interested in seeing their kind being reproduced, you know, seeing pictures of the sorts of people that they could actually see. So this was very much a popular art form, and geisha were very much popular entertainers.